All right. Well, Nikki Haley lost the Republican primaries to Donald Trump in Nevada, and he was not even on the ballot. Joe Biden won the Nevada primary with just 14% of voter turnout, but even less Democrats. So are Americans resigned to vote for the same incompetent jerks that they've already got? It's hard to tell from these primaries because voter turnout is so dismal. But this is a headline that was resigning. It rang true to me today. Are unhappy Americans, Americans unhappy with politicians, they will soon vote back into office. So, okay, this is pessimistic, but it feels true. Does it feel true to you? Does it feel like change is coming, or does it feel like, yeah, this is what we got. We're not going to change. Or maybe it's us that might change, my local district, but not other people who will change. Well, I don't know. Is it that we hate them, but we're going to get them again? It's hard to read the tea leaves from these primaries, but Nevada is telling. So let's take a look. Here are the results from the Republican primary in Nevada on February 6th. And it is hysterical because Nikki Haley, who is actually on the ballot, got 30% of Republican voters, but 63%, that's 43,000 people, voted none of these guys.
Nobody. None of these candidates.
None of the above. We see here Mike Pence, Tim Scott, John Castro. No, none of these.
Heath Fulkerson. I'd vote for Heath Fulkerson before I'd vote for Nikki Haley. Are you kidding me?
I wonder if Mike Pence regrets getting out now, seeing that 4%. Like, that's higher than I thought he, you know, should have got.
Right. And so we're pretty sure that that 63% would go to Donald Trump. We can't be completely sure, but that's my read on it. What do you think? That 63% would otherwise be Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, hard to say, but it seems like that would be the case.
I'm going to say at least, let's count it as a vote for Donald Trump, and maybe we're off by about 10, 15%. That's sort of how my take on it. Now let's look at the Democrats. President Biden won nearly 90% of the voters that turned out, but still 6,000 people showed up to vote for none of these candidates, which is 5%. So even the Democrats were like, we don't like them, none. Now, in terms of voter turnout in Nevada, how did they do? This is from the Nevada state website showing us the numbers. Interestingly enough, the people that showed up and the people that are versus the people that are actually registered. So this is how many voters Nevada has by about 100,000. Well, no, about 50,000 more Democrats than Republicans. Total voters, total registered voters, 2.29. So when you think about it, I just put a little tally of the numbers that we have. 2.2 million voters in Nevada. Look at my little chart here that I put together. Only 179,000 showed up. 2.2 million and about 180,000 people showed up. That's crazy. Don't you think? That's so, so low. That's 7.8% total voter turnout in Nevada. So in a primary where you think people are fired up this year, they're still not showing up. Go ahead.
Well, yeah.
I think that's because this isn't the main primary vote. Like I because they already know Biden's the number one there. They already know they're not voting for Nikki or any of those other people because Trump's going to be on the official one. What is next week or whatever.
Yeah.
So they will turn out for that one.
Right.
I just think that's
possibly. But again, Biden only got 4% of Nevada voters to show up for him. If that none of these people vote was representative of Trump, he still got nearly half of that, and he didn't even show up himself. So almost 2%. But even with that, only 7% of voters turning up. Now, we don't know how much to extrapolate from this. But again, this is less than half of the primaries for 2020. So look at the numbers for the 2020 primary. So many of them were mail-in ballots. So we can't know. It's just we can't know because the mail-in ballots changed the game so much in 2020 that almost half of the Democratic votes were mail-in. Their total votes were much higher than what we've got now. So is this the take then? Again, back to this Reason article, Americans unhappy with the politicians that they will soon vote in. If you look at this, take a look at if they say to put this in perspective, the 24% who believe most members deserve re-election is lower than in all recent presidential election years, except 2012, when 20% held that view in the late 2011 survey, according to Gallup. They said they should have indicated some sort of change in the offing, but in 2020, amidst withering scorn for the legislative branch, 90% or more of the House members and the Senate who sought re-election won. So they're saying, this is Politico's Charles Mathesian said, this is near banana republic levels in 2012. So,
the question is then, we know that over 100 million Americans simply don't vote in the election, right? Mm-hmm. They're so disenfranchised with both parties. They see both parties as corrupt. All you need to do right now is look at the border fight to see the corruption that Mitch McConnell and all of these clowns, there's just a few of them that you could stand out and say, like Thomas Massie, maybe Congressman Gates, just a few, like a handful of them. That's about it, though. Burleson, there's just like, again, but other than that, they're all part of this uniparty. And so you have 100 million Americans that are just done. And I think there's been so many people, of course, that were disenfranchised last time.
Yes.
They're like, well, I'm going to go vote this afternoon. Maybe I'm taking the day off work. I'm going to go vote. I'm proud to vote for whoever. And then they find out in the middle of the night, 3 a.m, wow, someone pulls up with a van.
Yeah.
Down by the river. And suddenly my vote, I thought counted. No, suddenly it doesn't seem like it does. Who knows? Right. And so it's very concerning. And how many Americans are going to sit out this next election? I know that's Donald Trump's fear, is that so many people are just going to sit home now.
Right. Hillary Clinton still takes that to the bank, that people just didn't vote because the press was predicting her win. And so she writes about in her book, which I didn't finish. I feel like I have to confess that people come up to her with their like adult children or something, and they'll say, apologize to her, apologize that you didn't show up, because otherwise she probably would have won. That this is her, she's taken that to the bank. She would have won, but people were so confident that she would win that she didn't win. Now, back to this Reason article, because what they are saying is that unhappy voters, like all of us, I think we can commiserate on that, right? We hate them all. We do.
Hate who?
Politicians.
Oh, politicians.
We don't hate voters.
Yeah.
Pretty much we hate both parties, I mean, and we hate everybody.
Nimrata.
Right? We commiserate on that. Yeah.
It would have been really telling if they'd added to the primary ballots a giant meteor striking the earth. And I bet you anything that would have beat all of them. Because, like, I think we're just all so sick of these bastards. I'd just rather it just be
There's
done.
Another line that says, put me out of my misery. People would have voted for that.
Yeah. But they're making the case that unhappy voters could change and shake up elections, but they just tend not to. Also, 32 House seats went uncontested in 2022. So a lot of it is just there's not enough competition, or there's no choices for us, and we're resigned. I love this line. It says, Americans are most angry at everybody else's congressional representation. That rings true, right? Like, well, here in, Georgia, we got it right, but it's those liberals up north, or the liberals think that it's the conservatives down south, that's the reason they're stuck with their plight. I thought that was astute. But what's at stake this year is clear to those of us watching. My son was asking me the other day, what are you guys? Are you Democrats or Republicans? And I said, well, Daddy and I were neither. They're all warmongers and liars. But I think one party causes the problems and the other party does not solve them. That's what I think. You should vote how you think. But I think at this point, we all have to decide what are your issues that you're voting for, maybe not the party or the people. But this is a high stake election, like Vice President Kamala Harris pointed out. It's the most.
You know, every election cycle we talk about, this is the most election of our lifetime. Lawrence, this one is.
It's the most. It is the most election of our lifetime.
It's the most.
Yeah. She always hits the nail on the head.
Right. We're in peak election. So let us know what you think of that.
The least election ever.
The least.
So we're in the most election ever. Oh, my God. I mean, there's a lot of, and there's a lot of rumblings what's going to happen now on the Democratic side, removing Biden. At what point? So show of hands, how many of you think that Biden lasts the spring on the ticket for president? I've said it here on the show. There is no way. I just cannot see it happening. How he becomes president of the United States again. I don't see it. I don't see how they're going to pull this off with him winning. I mean, maybe 83 million people will vote overwhelmingly again, you know, and all of these people that are coming across the border, you know, they're building up those votes as much as they can. Millions, of course, per month. So maybe he can get, you know, from Guatemala and get a lot of the votes from Honduras, Somalia, well, Senegal. But I just don't see how
they're already tracking a lot of nefarity going on with this one like there was in 2020. So, you know, I won't get into that. But
I didn't be on, I just even beyond like the vote, that part of it. I'm talking about being actually on the ballot to be voting for. Like how many of you watching right now on Rumble and YouTube actually think that it's going to be that far beyond like June of this year? Will it not be like Michelle Obama somehow on this ticket or Kamala Harris being elevated to this position? I just don't see how it's possible.
I've heard people speculating that because like the thing is like he's on all the ballots now and somebody else, I guess from what I understand, couldn't technically get on all the ballots at this point. So they're saying that something's going to happen and it'll happen at the DNC where they'll be like, oh, you know what? Biden is, he can't go on, blah, blah, blah. So then they have to pick somebody through some kind of vote or something like that, that wasn't on the ballot to then put out, you know, that would be on the ballot for the general. So,
well, yeah, like I've said before, October, a lot of the ballots, of course, were you had to be officially on the ballot by October in a lot of states. And so, you know, you can't really, I don't know how you're going to do that.
So people are speculating that that will be a Michelle Obama. That's the speculation I've heard from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.